he pulled up in the warm-up in McHale Park on Sunday, so he's going to be out of action for a while. He's just having a recurrence again of a hamstring problem, and that's disappointing for Kieran and disappointing for us. But listen, he's just going through a difficult time with injury at the minute. But the rest of the squad, I think we have everyone available, bar I think there's maybe two out of injured out of a panel of a 31, which is, you know, going into this stage, it's good. The other catcher is Christian Bonner, who's done his recurrence of a back injury. He's having problems with disc problems, so he's going to be missing the campaign also. But everyone else, Connor Dock's back training, Niall O'Donnell's back training, and Jason McGee came through the weekend. So listen, you know, the rest of the squad are all there.
Do you feel, Declan, given the amount of football that some of these boys that play, that maybe you're a bit fortunate to have so many available?
Well, you know, there's a lot of games being played, and a lot of these guys have played now two competitive matches over the last maybe 3-4 weeks, which is, it's tough going. And fortunately enough, like, they've come through okay. They're tired at the minute, the lads have played at the weekend, but, you know, they've had 48 hours recovery now. So listen, we're looking forward to the match. No excuses. I think the lads are ready for it, and we're looking for a big performance against Cavan.
The situation last week at Brewster Park and Enniskillen wasn't really ideal. Half an hour before the game was due to start, they decided to call it off due to the weather conditions. Has the break benefited any of the two sides going into this one, do you feel, Declan, or has it been disruptive that you've had to wait another week?
Well, it's hard to know, Oisin. I mean, both sides were ready for it last week, and post-Cavan, probably they don't have anyone within the senior setup, so they had their squad together all weekend. We got them together on Saturday morning, and the senior lads then went off to play in Mayo. But listen, that's been the way it has been all, you know, for the last number of weeks, and we knew that. But listen, the lads have come out of it. The lads have come through the match at the weekend, and they're all looking forward to the match against Cavan. We know it's going to be difficult. We know we're going to have to get the levels of performance to where we were at in the second half against Tyrone last time out, and that's what we're looking for. If we do that, then we'll be very competitive.
Over the course of the last 7 days, have you got a chance to maybe look at them more in depth, and maybe have you learned something new about them, Declan, given that there was the break in the game?
Not really. No, listen, we had our homework done. We did a lot of work on them, you know, and that week. And we also had work done on a lot of the teams, you know, even in the last couple of months. So you have to do that now in terms of getting teams ready and preparation. And we'll always look at the opposition, what they bring to the table. But listen, if we can get our end of it right, that's what we're more concerned about. And, you know, these lads are all really looking forward to this match tomorrow night. And as I say, we're looking for a big, big performance. And if we get that, then listen, we'll not be far away.
Just finally, Declan, and of course, obviously, the boys will get a lift off it if there's a big Donegal support on Wednesday night and Enniskillen for this one.
Yeah, I think it's important, Oisin. I think it's very important that Donegal travel in numbers. Cavan will definitely have big support there. And listen, the support in McCool Park against Tyrone, especially in that second half when we got on top of Tyrone, was crucial on that evening. And it's important, again, these lads, a lot of them are in the senior squad at the moment, and there will be probably a few more hoping to get in there. And this is the future of Donegal football, and it's important to get behind these lads. And, you know, if we get that support, then it can feel like an extra man at times. Cavan will have big support there because they do travel in numbers. So, yeah, looking forward to big Donegal contingent tomorrow night.